Daily Light, July the 24th, morning. Patient in tribulation. It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. Though I am in the right, I cannot answer him. I must appeal for mercy to my accuser. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil? Jesus wept. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastens every son whom he receives. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness for those who have been trained by it. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Patient in tribulation. Romans 12, verse 12. And 1 Samuel 3, 18. Job 9, 15. Job 1, 21. Job 2, 10. John 11, 35. Isaiah 53, 3 and 4. Hebrews 12, 6 and 11. Colossians 1, 11. And John 16, 33. Daily Light, July the 24th, evening. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. He who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, 'Through Isaac shall your offspring be named.' He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Is anything too hard for the Lord? With God all things are possible. Increase our faith." No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. Romans 4, 20 and Mark 11, 22-24. Hebrews 11, verses 6 and 17-19. Romans 4, 21. Genesis 18, 14. Matthew 19, 26. And Luke 17, 5.